broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
All right, welcome to this very special edition of Cherokee Business Radio. It's actually Kid Biz Radio, which we're going to talk about in a moment because that's a whole new series that we're launching soon. And we have with us the brains behind this outfit and the brawn. We've got Renee Deardorff, Amy Guest here. We're at the Kid Biz Expo. We're on the green at Woodstock Arts, and the community has been so supportive. We've already visited with so many kids and been just tremendously inspired. You guys must be so proud of what you're seeing here today, yeah?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, been incredible. Yes. See everybody coming out and just the smiles on everyone's faces, and the kids are so happy. It's great.
Well, they are happy and they're inspiring, and they have their own brand of wisdom. Mm-hmm. I mean, these kids and their heart. I remember just a couple of interviews ago, and Sharon Klein has been conducting most of the interviews, and she asked this person, you know, well, what is it? What are some of the things that you enjoy the most? And what came out of this kid's mouth was having built friendships with other kids who also have businesses and watching their business grow.
Oh,
and I mean,
so
you
great.
Just, there wasn't a dry eye in the house,
oh,
right? You're like, oh my God,
my God.
How cool is that? Right?
Yeah. I've been watching you guys over here and just being like, I want to know what they're saying, because everyone's perspective is so different and their experiences and their, just their journeys through all of this. And just, I've just been curious, you know, I can't wait to hear it all later.
So this thing, this the whole effort itself, but this expo thing has grown tremendously. It's taken on a life of its mm-hmm. own, hadn't it?
Yes,
we've come a long way since last August.
Yes, absolutely.
It has grown.
This is
it's
our
wonderful.
Fourth one. So
yes, our fourth expo.
And so have you been doing like one or two a year? What's the rhythm been?
Well, we did two last year, and we've done two so far this year. So we're going to do three a year, I think.
Cool. So yeah. I vote for a fall going into winter. Today has been a great deal of fun, and I've lost probably 15 pounds of
at
water
least.
Weight, I think.
Yes, I think so. No kidding. It's hot.
It's a little bit warm, but at least we didn't get rained out,
it's
right?
It's a bonding experience
right.
with Elvis.
Yeah.
You know?
Suffering through the heat
yes,
together.
Yes, we're surviving.
So the process for kids being involved in the organization itself, so the name of that organization and what's the... How do kids and the parents help the kids get involved?
Well, our overall organization, the 501c3 is Empowered Youth Entrepreneurs, but we go by Kid Biz Expo, and that is the name of the big events that we're here at today. All of our other programs support that effort
right.
To get everybody out here. But yeah, just following us on all of our social media, that's where we post everything. We introduce this... the registration for the big events, but we also have our workshops, and we have the registrations for those as well there. Yes. So yeah, our social medias are the best way to get in touch with us, which is at Kid Biz Expo on all the things, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yeah, and now, very soon, kidbizradio.com, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. We're so excited.
So the vision for that show, we're going to interview kids, we're going to interview sponsors, we're going to mm-hmm. interview board members, just
community
everyone
leaders.
In this ecosystem, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. We even will have some of the kids do the interviewing as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll enjoy that. So, anything surprise you about today's event? Did it all just come off like it was supposed to? Did you get a couple wrinkles you had to work through?
No, we've got it down to a science. We haven't had any wrinkles. I think we're always surprised by how many people show up to these events. It is still like a genuine reaction to see hundreds of people out here supporting these kids. I think that every time surprises me, and I love it.
So one of the early interviews, maybe it was an interview, maybe she was just coming by to show support, but she came up to introduce herself. And she's a new board member, and I'm going to forget her name at the moment, but she was so excited to be here. We were all kind of setting up. She said, oh, I just want to introduce myself, and we're so glad you're here.
Yes.
And so tell us about the board. Is that a new thing? Is that an ongoing, growing thing?
Well, we have 9 members, including us, and this is something we developed over the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had several meetings now, and we're grateful for each of them for giving of their time.
They each bring something different to the table that really help us grow and build the organization. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So on these workshops, is there a rhythm or a cycle to those? Or?
We do at least once a month. We do now, because of our board, we have someone that, or two people actually, that are helping us get more people, and we have a couple more places where we're able to have them. So as long as we can get some more people to help us get them booked and scheduled and all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes for that, then we'd like to do more. But right now there's about once a month, not in like December and May and stuff like that. But
we skip
about
the crazy
nine
months.
We do everyone a favor.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of moving parts, I know, just with all of this. And just coming out here today for a half a day to listen in and help produce and conduct a couple of these interviews. Gosh, you guys just must stay on a high of some sort. You must be so inspired by listening to these kids. I can't tell you, one of the things that Sharon was doing is in every interview, she would ask them to share like a little piece of advice or wisdom. And I'll bet you well over half of them, it was some version of don't quit, hang in there, persevere.
That's great.
You know, this is life lessons that's going to serve them forever. And to listen to some of these kids, how they tried something for a little while and it wasn't working, but their whole take on it now is, well, that's good, because now I can learn now and get all this stuff, all my ducks in a row now before I go out into the big show.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's what we were going for.
Yeah,
so
we want
great.
Kids to know that it's not failure isn't the end. I mean, it's not.
It just leads you to a different path.
Yeah, it's not. And everything's not over. You know, I mean, you just learn from it and you adjust and you move on.
Just learning these life skills at an early age, instead of being thrown out into it in your 20s, you know, it's better to learn it early and understand it early.
I know you can just prove to yourself that you do have resilience, you can be brave, and you can do anything.
Well, what's great about what you guys have set up is, yes, they get to prove it to themselves. I mean, it's one thing to print that on a 3x5 card, put it on a poster, you know, for a parent to say it or even a teacher to say it. Not that we shouldn't, and we should do all that, but that is just worlds apart from actually giving them the opportunity to experience it, live through it, prove to themselves,
absolutely,
hey, this is how this works.
Yep. Plus they're getting that support from somebody from the community outside of their circle, so it means a little more. You know, it's not somebody that's like mom and dad are obligated to be nice and tell me good things, right? But like the community members are supporting them and showing them what they're able to do and being proud of them also. And so seeing other adults share that interest in showing them that this is what they are capable, that they are accomplishing something, I think also maybe resonates a little more with the kids.
Yeah. All right, so you both have kids at Booths today.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I bought jalapeno bacon.
That's my kiddo.
That's yours, right?
The dip mixes, yes. My
you
oldest.
Bought a buffalo popcorn from my middle child.
Look at that. Yep. I didn't do this because I already know you. I did that because I was attracted to those two booths.
Yep.
And then
there you go.
My youngest is doing this bubble juice right here.
She came over and she told Sharon, because Sharon said, well, yeah, I'll have to get by there. And they've heard that a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come see you in a little bit. And they've learned that lesson too. Yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And she came over and she said, did you want a bobo?
She's persistent.
She's persistent. But
that is the word for her.
But it was elegant persistence, she said, because we're going to run out.
Uh-huh.
And like,
she was looking out.
Right, exactly. And I mean, she could have said, you know, you should buy 20 and share whatever. So that's
awesome.
Where that bobo came from right there.
Awesome.
But the reason I bring it up, the reason I wanted to ask, 6:30, 7 o'clock, we'll start breaking down, there's been work. They've been out here in the heat. They've worked. Is there some sort of debriefing process over the next 2 days or something? Will there be conversations about, okay, you know, what did we learn? How much money did we spend? Did we make any?
With our own children or as a group?
Yes, and yes.
With our own kids, the first thing they want to know is how much money.
Yeah, as soon as we get home, they're breaking down the money.
They're like, what's in Venmo? And then we want to know as an organization, of course. We talk about the things, you know, if they've sold out or what things didn't sell well, like with the dips, you know.
Right.
Layla has learned that if she has a lot of something in an inventory, she can just kind of steer people that way for the sampling and try to clear some inventory that way. Because they're all good. It's just, As long, I mean, it's whether you like spicy or, so it's just another tactic that she's learned, which is cool. But also,
as far as a group, we try to connect back with the parents of all the kid vendors here and just kind of get some feedback on what how their experience was, if there was something that they would prefer we do differently, or if there was something that they were like, oh my gosh, that was spot on, and just kind of get their feedback. And plus, we were kind of throwing around the idea of maybe doing like a Zoom networking with the kids and letting them interact with each other and just kind of explain, you know, like, hey, this went really well for me, what about for you, and just kind of do a group chat on that as well.
Yeah, maybe later we might throw it out there and maybe see later in the week. People are getting ready for back to school, but I also want to kind of get it while it's fresh.
For sure.
So we'll kind of talk about that and see, but just even if a sampling of folks can come on a Zoom together and just chat about it, I would love to do that.
No, that's a great idea. And here again, for some of your, it's funny to use this word, for some of your more seasoned entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
But I can see, you know, like a Layla who's, you know, just not her first rodeo.
Right,
being on the Zoom, and maybe you got another kid that thought they were going to come here and get rich.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't sell as much as they thought, or wasn't as much fun as they thought. And it's a real opportunity for them to kind of hear from their own and say,
yes,
well, yeah, learn from each other.
Right.
Yeah. And I think the sooner the better as far as just getting that encouragement from one another. Yeah, we have some kids here that have been to every single one of our expos, and it's been cool to see. And those parents, we have a group just for all the parents and kids on Facebook, and they are very supportive of one another in that group. So, you know, just trying to foster that community. I think the Zoom would be another opportunity to do that.
Absolutely.
To encourage each other. Well, and see the kids, get the kids face to face with one another, because they've made friends here.
Yeah.
You know, so, and learn from each other. So.
And nowadays, technology really does lend itself to help them stay connected between events and that kind of thing. You got the workshops and all and all that going on. So obviously, if anyone that has been here at all today, you can tell the community has really come out to support this. Have you found yet that school systems are starting to kind of at least take an interest, or is that something we've pursued at this point, or is it just one more thing on their plate?
It's on the back burner at the moment, just trying to get through our big events for ourselves. But we've discovered, talking to a couple specific teachers that have programs with interested children in different areas, some
clubs,
like after school clubs, like some organizations where teachers are more like have a specific audience that it would relate to. Yeah, we're working towards that.
So what do you need more of? If people are out there listening, they'll be listening to these interviews, and we've already captured quite a few.
Yeah.
They'll be listening to Kid Biz Radio. What do you need more of?
Well, we are a 501c3, so we are running it's a nonprofit organization, so we do run off of the generous donations of the community. We are always looking for other business leaders in the community to teach our workshops and to be mentors. So those are, and then volunteer opportunities at these events we do appreciate.
All right. So there's plenty of ways to get plugged in, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for all that you do. This is such important work, and we do so sincerely appreciate you guys.
Thank you for being here.